760 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always ABC streaming News, on the Civic Media
I'm
app.
Andy Field. At least six people have died in large wildfires burning on the island of Maui. Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke asking tourists on Maui to go home.
As of this morning, planes were landing on Maui with tourists. This is not a safe place to be. In certain parts of Maui, we have shelters that are overrun.
They're deploying the National Guard to help. Today marks day 100 of the Writers Guild strike. Writer John Hoffman says they're trying to stay positive.
I'm very hopeful for end in sight, if it's fair.
There's been no real movement or talks with studios. A Utah man accused of making violent threats against President Biden was shot and killed by FBI agents hours before the president was expected to land in that state. The American mom and daughter kidnapped nearly 2 weeks ago in Haiti have been freed. That's according to an aid organization. Stocks ending the day lower on Wall Street, the Dow losing 191 points. This is ABC News. 41 people now believed dead after a migrant boat capsized off Tunisia. Former Las Vegas Raiders player Henry Ruggs now sentenced to prison for killing a woman in a fiery crash while driving drunk at speeds of up to 156 miles per hour. Happened nearly 2 years ago. He'll serve 3 to 10 years. Federal Reserve Board's decisions are taking a toll on American banks. Moody's downgrading the ratings of 10 mid-sized banks and another 6 larger banks now being reviewed.
A key issue at play here is higher interest rates. They force banks to pay their customers more money on their savings, especially for those high-yield savings accounts. We're, of course, also seeing how higher interest rates affect consumers. For the first time ever, we have seen that Americans' credit card debt is now above $1 trillion.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The annual Perseid meteor shower reaching its peak this weekend. Best viewing will be Saturday night into early Sunday morning. Andy Field, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are reminding people to be careful when swimming or boating. At least 9 people have died in Wisconsin lakes and rivers this year, including no fewer than 5 last weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says wear a life jacket whenever you're on a boat. A teenage murder defendant in Chippewa Falls will find out in January whether he'll be tried as a child or as an adult. A reverse waiver hearing that started Monday finished late this morning. The boy is accused of killing 10-year-old Lily Peters last year. He's now 15 years old. The prosecution and the defense will make written statements to Judge Stephen Gibbs. Those are due in November. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Embarrassed by ugly yellow toe fungus?
Living with toe fungus it's embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good. Guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's crystalflush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to
the Wisconsin State Fair. Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in. Turn on and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome, everybody. We can patch it up together. What I'd like to know is, have you ever recorded an encounter with police officers? Either your own or someone else's, someone that you know or a complete stranger. I'm curious about this one because this is a fairly recent phenomena, right? So I want to know, have you recorded any encounter with a police officer, either your own, someone else's that you know, or a complete stranger? Why or why not? Would you consider doing so now? 844-967-2789. Like, this wasn't a thing 15 years ago, right? Like, people weren't walking around with, like, one-touch video cameras. And now folks are. And I think it's having an impact. So if you're a person that has recorded yourself, please call in. If you've recorded someone else, call in and tell me about this. 844-967-2789. I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Recording police encounters. Do you have personal experience? Also, a couple of programming and public service announcements. First of all, Anya and I are pumped when y'all call with female lead singer or female-led bands or female great artists that need to be elevated on our show. Yes. Please keep bringing that. But do not call with that.
Don't call me.
Don't call me. I'll call you. No, if you've got suggestions for tunage on the Maggie Dawn Show, please do feel free to text us or watch us live on our Facebook stream, and then you can comment on the show, and we will hook it up and hopefully give you a shout-out. So keep those suggestions coming, just not on the telephone. All right. Also, Civic Media, we are still trying to help out with a blood drive, and here is the shtick. You will qualify for a prize package, as I understand things, if you take a photo that basically you donating blood or with your filled pint or whatever, and you put it up on social and hashtag Civic Pints. This will qualify you for some fun things. Am I getting this mostly right, Anya?
You're getting this absolutely right. If you go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, there's going to be a form there. You can put your information in that photo through. And guess what? Good things come to those who donate. If you donate before the end of this month, we are still giving away state fair tickets, is my understanding. We're still giving away Brewers tickets, and there is Civic Media swag bags. You want one of these. I don't know what's in it, but you want it. It's good stuff.
I'm going to have to donate blood so I can find out what's in the Civic Media swag bag. Like, I am intrigued. It's also just the right thing to do. I am a regular blood donor. I think I've got that blood. Is it O positive? That's like the universal blood type. Whenever I can, I cough it up. So you should too. I love it. What is it? Those who, what was the line? I love that.
A good things come to those who donate. Cause I was going to say, good things come to those who wait, but if you wait too long, August will be over and your blood will still have value, but not to us. So
right. No swag bag value,
no swag bag, no tickets, but you know, get out there, give blood. It'll be great.
So today the topic I threw out there is, have you recorded interactions with the police? Why or why not? Right. Did you always do this if you're a younger person? Right. And the reason that I'm asking the question is that there was a super interesting article in the Washington Post about this, and I'm going to tell you about it. But please, I want to hear from you about your experiences. 844-967-2789. We've got an unnamed texter that says that they recorded police interactions on a regular basis during the Wisconsin uprising. Well, yeah, right? Like, I went to some of those marches, the Black Lives Matter marches in Milwaukee, and I saw a lot of folks doing that because you have exactly two values coming together again, if I can put it in terms that hopefully we can at least agree, express things in positive value-based terms. And the first one is First Amendment expression, right? We're dissatisfied with the police and we're going to take to the streets to express that. That is as American as it gets, right? And on the other hand, generally business and neighborhood desire to not have their lives disrupted too much and to be sure that crime doesn't happen. But boy, did that play out in a whole bunch of different ways. And I think we've all seen video, regardless of what our political views about the Black Lives Matter movement may be, that I think is really disturbing when it comes to any group of people in the United States trying to express their First Amendment rights. So that was my first experience with people recording police interactions and me being proximate to that. What is your experience? 844-967-2789. This one, I think, is a really complicated question. I think, you know, any cop that's interacting with a member of the public, particularly in a public place, hey, that's fair game, right? Like, you're out on a public street, people can record you. I also think that when people know that they're being watched in general, all else being equal, right, people tend to do their jobs differently. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about this Washington Post article, which came out, I believe, yesterday, and we just didn't have time in yesterday's show to get to this. And it's a very interesting article because basically, there's a whole bunch of folks out there that now basically are doing this as almost a job. So it's not necessarily the case that they happen to end up adjacent to a situation where someone's having a police encounter. It's not that they're videotaping their own police encounter, although some of these people started that way. But there is a whole cottage industry, apparently mostly on YouTube, but it gets picked up by other social media channels where people are recording other people's interactions with the cops and sometimes trying to provide legal advice to the people that are having the interaction with the police officers. Things like, you don't have to give them your ID, right? Like, it goes from the aggressive side of the spectrum. So, and they call these folks First Amendment auditors. And what they're talking about is, hey, people have a right.